Welcome to episode 21. I hope everyone had a very safe and enjoyable 4th of July. I know I got some extra rest. I really didn't do too much. And with most holidays, as I get older, I find that I don't react like I did when I was younger. So this year, I didn't even go see fireworks. I wasn't in a celebratory mood. But I did, start thinking about our history and just Independence Day in general. In one note that I wrote down, it says, "Independence, the definition of freedom." And the more that I thought about that, the more that I realized July 4th doesn't mean the same now that it did when I was younger. When I was younger, I saw Independence Day as freedom for everyone. And now I realize that we're still trying to attain that freedom for everyone in this country. And because of the environment that we're in right now, it just made me go back to the beginning and think about how we actually got here. So, of course, I started reading on 1619. I read that the first, Africans arrived in Jamestown, I believe, in 1619. And I think only about 20 made it. That particular ship started with 350 Africans that were sold. And then there was a lot of sickness, disease, hunger. And so, at least 100 of them died. And then I think that particular ship was attacked. But eventually the Africans were split up and about 20 or so made it to Jamestown. And that was, the beginning of the African American race as it is today. And then, of course, I looked at, I researched the Declaration of Independence, which was ratified on July 4th, 1776. So over 100 years later, well over 100 years later, Thirteen colonies they wanted independence from Great Britain because they felt that Great Britain was taking advantage of them, taxing them entirely too much. So they wanted to be independent. And again, of course, this independence had nothing to do with African Americans no longer being slaves. It was just those in charge of the colonies. They wanted freedom, independence from Great Britain. And I guess in a way you can say they felt like they were being oppressed. while at the same time they were oppressing the African American. So they didn't like Great Britain doing certain things to them in a negative way. But then at the same time, they were negatively treating someone else of a different race even worse. And I just find that interesting. And of course, that led me to the Emancipation Proclamation, which was, I believe it was 1863. Oh, here it is. I'm looking it up. September 22nd, 1862, during the Civil War. And of course, this was an executive order issued by the United States President Abraham Lincoln. The proclamation read that on the first day of January in the year of our Lord, 1863, all persons held as slaves within any state or designated part of a state, the people whereof shall then be in rebellion against the United States, shall be then henceforward and forever free. And the executive government of the United States, including the military and naval authority thereof, will recognize and maintain the freedom of such persons, and will do no act or acts to repress such persons or any of them in any efforts they may make for their actual freedom. On January 1st, 1863, the proclamation changed the legal status under federal law of more than 3.5 million enslaved African Americans in the secessionist Confederate states from enslaved to free. As soon as a slave escaped the control of the Confederate government, either by running away across Union lines or through the advance of federal troops, the person was permanently free. Ultimately, the Union victory brought the proclamation into effect in all the former Confederacy. So that was New Year's, 1863. And it's heartbreaking that in 2021, we still feel the effects of what started centuries ago, literally centuries ago. We're still dealing with it. We're still learning how to treat each other. We're still learning how to talk to each other. We're still adjusting our thoughts, how we think about someone else, our perception. And I was hoping that, I mean, looking at this history and looking at everything that happened, I was hoping that we would have been further along as far as progress than we are. But it still feels like a fight. And of course, it's not like how it was in the 50s, 60s. 1950s, 1960s. And I was born in 1978. So I really didn't have to go through what Martin Luther King Jr. had to go through. But of course, my parents still told me enough. It made me aware of the environment that I would grow up in. So now when I'm thinking about independence and celebrating Independence Day, I just feel like we're going to have to, I don't even want to say get another date, but actually I do. Because July 4th, 1776, did it really have anything to do about our freedom? It was more about control. Who has control? And as long as the people who were in charge of the colonies had control, then everything was fine. It couldn't be Great Britain. It couldn't be, you know, giving freedom to the slaves. It was just the people who were in charge of the colonies, as long as they had their control, everything was fine. And it took over a century, well over a century, for a president of the United States to come along and use an executive order to even attempt to free the slaves. And I'm looking at this number like, is this even right? 3.5 million enslaved African Americans were free by federal law just like that. 3.5 million. This was a way of life. This was a lifestyle. This was just the norm of how everything was. And the people who challenged it before this proclamation, they were beaten, they were killed, they were silenced. And of course, a part of me thinks, you know what? I'm making too much of this. Just light the fireworks, have the celebration, have the barbecues. Just be happy because we're already trying to get through a pandemic. Everything's already tense. And then you have politics mixed into it. But I don't know, I guess this year I just decided to take a few steps back and really think about the meaning of Independence Day. Because it just feels like it marks the day for independence for some, but not everybody. And that was okay. And so today I'm thinking that's not okay. That's not how it was supposed to be. And until we have independence for everyone, then how much should we celebrate? On the flip side of this, I do understand that we have to celebrate the little victories along the way as we're trying to get this country to where it should be and have us treat each other the way that we should. Every time we have these small victories, there's celebration in that. But I guess I just don't want us to be blind or naive to where we are and what July 4th is. And if we consider what July 4th really is, then we can stay focused even more on what we need to do to improve and to continue to have progress. It just feels like we have a lot of work to do. And it's even more complicated because, like I alluded to before, the politics is mixed in it. You have people's personal agendas mixed in here. And so the real message, the real goal can get lost. And I just hope that we all can stay focused on what really matters, even though there's a lot of noise. And I just feel like too many of the wrong people have a microphone. They have this grand platform, and they're just saying the wrong things. And then you have these moments where you're saying the right things with the wrong attitude. They're saying the right things the wrong way. And it's also a problem if you have someone giving the right message, but they're not exactly the right person to be giving that message. And so when that happens, again, the message gets lost. Because people start focusing on the messenger opposed to what they're saying. One of my former coworkers joked at me because I was on break at work and I'm staring out the window, just staring. And she said something like, you're trying to save the world. It's like, are you trying to save the world again? And I just like, I smiled and I nodded no, but it's like, I get into these moments where my mind just gets going, but I have people around me to get me to snap out of it. And they'll tell me, you're thinking too much. You just have to go out there and do what you can do. And once you do that, that's all that you can do. So for me, what does that look like? First of all, treating everyone the same. Not saying this person's black, this person's white, this person's Asian, this person's Mexican, this person's Latino. I think if we can all begin to see people, and that's all we see, are people, then it's easier to treat people as people without the labels. And for me personally, and everyone doesn't feel like this, will feel like I do. I don't need the label simply because I already know who I am. And no matter what anyone else says, that doesn't change. That doesn't change who I am. So no matter what someone thinks, what they say, what they write down, this is who I am. I know who I am. I'm confident in who I am. And that's all that I need. As long as I know, then it's okay. So if you're confident in your own identity, when you look in the mirror and you know who you are, or better yet, when you don't even need a mirror to know who you are, then that just makes you a stronger person. And as I said before, yes, it's great to celebrate our various cultures. But if these types of differences start to tear society apart, then we have to bring things back into balance. And so that's what I'm trying to do, is find that balance between celebrating, yes, I'm an African American, but also you don't need to see me as different. Because we're drinking the same water, we're eating the same bread, we're going to the same football games, we're going to the same movies with the popcorn and the soda. We're doing the same things, we're living the same types of lives on one planet. So we can't celebrate our differences so much that we think that we're separated from everyone else and that we need to be in our own group, our own community of one race. And then a different race, they have to be over there. And then a different race, they have to be over here. But if we can all live together peacefully, that seems like it's a feeling of freedom, that we don't have to worry about someone looking at us as different or looking at us like we're less than. And again, I think that just working towards that every day is a choice. Choose to see people as we are, as human beings. And it goes back to the cliche, the golden rule, treat each other as you want to be treated. Treat others as you want to be treated. And it solves so many problems with just one simple rule. And I think that the positive, that can also be contagious, because we all know that negativity is contagious. Gossip is contagious. anger, hate can be contagious. So we have to be loving, we have to be kind, and we have to let that spread. We have to let that type of stuff be contagious in society. By treating each other with love and kindness, even when we disagree. And we're always going to disagree about something. We can't even agree on which football team to like. And then you run into people who don't like football at all. They're not into sports. And you know what? That's okay. They're still invited to the party. We don't have to see them as different. It's okay. So I hope through all my rambling, I actually made a solid, valid point somewhere in here. I appreciate you guys listening to me every week. I pre-record these so that they can post on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also follow the studio on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. Gosh, how many social media accounts do I have? But it's Eric C. Jackson Studio. Basically, whatever social media platform you can think of. But those are the main four. And I try my best to post regularly on there. And in the website, I'm still updating as we speak. I've been updating that for a little bit now, but it's ericcjacksonstudio.com. You can sign up for the newsletter there. I also try to keep the blog fairly updated, but right now I'm just adding and updating fine art photography work. And I'm definitely working on concepts for new projects. And yes, I have not forgotten about the writing, which more people have been asking me about. So it's just carving time out in the day to work on all these things. But as far as the podcast, I hope that I'm getting better at discussing what's on my heart so that you guys can listen to it enjoyably and digest it. And if you ever have any comments or feedback, I'm definitely open to listening to it. So yeah, this was episode 21. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. And have a great rest of your week. To those of you who are in Florida, by the way, like myself, stay safe as we are dealing with what has now turned back into a hurricane coming this way. All right, take care. God bless.